Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
Shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The thirst is absolutely real, everybody. I am Sir Aaron Carter, and you're listening to the number one video game podcast, on Saturdays at least. The Weekend Bang, powered by NRG, everybody. Brought to you by Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Come for the coffee, stay for the comics, everybody. Mainframe USA, insane in the mainframe, is on our backs, in our hearts, and sometimes in your draws, right?
No? Yeah.
They got mainframe draws?
They will now.
Okay. I guess they will. Antline Audio, everybody. Keep your headphones, get a mod mic, is also another sponsor. We're building sponsors like daily. Next one we're going for is Jif Peanut Butter. I hear they're very generous with their sponsors. Very.
Yeah.
Like lifetime supply. No?
Of peanut butter.
Here's the question though: is it crunchy or is it soft?
Ooh, what do you prefer? Actually, well, you know what? We're going to a 3-man table of death today, everybody. We got behind the ones and twos, David Webb.
What is going on, everybody?
Not the fake one, but the real one. What do we do though? Crunchy or soft? What are you going?
Soft.
Soft? Of yeah. course. You seem like a soft man. SOF capital
wow.
T. I'm
wow.
sorry. That's just. I mean, I'm.
I don't. I, okay. Soft okay. As I see him. I don't.
Soft.
Soft. Soft. Soft.
Yeah. Long time been gone. Hasn't been here in a while. Finally back. Alex Bags, everybody.
Here I am.
What are you?
What am I?
Soft, crunchy. Where are you going?
It depends on what you're eating.
Mm.
But if you're just eating spoonfuls of it, which I am known to do,
okay.
Definitely the creamy.
Oh,
there
so
you go.
Two soft people.
Yeah.
So I'm with the softest crew in the peanut butter eating game, huh?
Softest crew in 916.
We're really smooth.
That's terrible.
Look at that with the quickness.
With the quickness?
The quickness.
Also here with us, everybody, week in, week out, and I'm pretty sure they're a chunky bunch. The chat, everybody.
Dang.
Say hello, chat.
Hello, chat.
Yep,
chat
they're never there.
Bunch.
They're there.
Chat, let me know what you are. What type of people are you are in the chat room? Are you crunchy? Are you chunky? I'm a chunky man. Super chunky. Likes my stuff thick. As thick as
you
can
like,
be.
You like basically fresh ground if you could.
If it was just putting peanuts on jelly, then I might as well eat it like that.
Oh. You could do that.
Exactly. But I like a company to go through the process first.
Oh, okay.
You know, put it in a jar and then bring it to me.
You want somebody to do the work.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Just like, eat
I'm just
peanuts.
Lazy. I don't want my teeth to do it making the peanut butter in my mouth. That's just stupid.
Well.
Yeah, exactly.
I think this may be one of the dumbest conversations we've had.
Or one of the smartest ones.
There you go. Exactly. Chat with the side. Chat, let us know. Dumbest
chat,
or smartest?
Know.
Ooh.
It's been a while, Mr. Bag, since you've been here.
That's true.
Yeah. How are you doing in this post apocalyptic era that we're living in?
I get mad at the news every day. So that's great.
Here's the thing. I'll tell you now. You shouldn't get mad at the news. You know? Because the news so far has been the same for the last, I don't know what, week, 2 weeks? How long?
No, I know, but I went on a 1-week cruise the day after the inauguration.
Oh, so you couldn't get back in the country for a little bit?
No, I could.
Oh, okay.
Look at me. I'm white.
That is true.
I mean, seriously.
But
though.
You got the beard. Seriously, you could be a convert.
No. Someone else said that
too.
Yeah,
see?
Well, said he's like, you may need to make your beard tidier.
Yeah.
I was like, why? Like, well, he might be a convert. It's like, I don't know if that's actually true.
Actually,
I saw a Korean in ISIS. Yeah. Let that boil in your head for a little bit.
I saw a Korean. Was he South or North?
Most likely.
Best.
Probably North.
Yeah.
Best Korea.
I'm just saying. It looked a little out of place with him.
You know what, Aaron? I reject your racist views on ISIS. It's 2017. Anybody can be ISIS.
See, here's the thing, though. If you know Aaron Carter, if you know Sir Aaron Carter at all, then you know I am the most open, you know, person.
You're not the most open.
I am the most person. Open person that you guys know. Like, definitely. Hands down.
First of all, pause.
I accept all, you know, colors, creeds, religions, sexual orientations, whatever. I, you know, it's your world. You know, not mine.
Your right? world, your way. Burger King.
Yeah, I don't Next know. One. As long as you don't threaten, you know, human
it's like
life.
A combo of like Sony and
we're good.
Burger King.
Greatness.
Hey, gaming
your
could, way. Could go
well,
that cause way. Because
they're like playing your world or living your world, playing
it's
ours.
Greatness awaits.
Something like that. We now? Do talk about video games, oh, everybody. Yeah. Sorry to, you know, we do. We just banter this, in the beginning. We haven't seen Mr. Bags in a long time here. So.
Since the computer broke last.
Yep.
Yeah, that's kind of... he's
an unofficial VGBIT.
He's a tech guy, you know, so, you know, yeah, right? Yeah,
yeah.
He just doesn't get paid for it.
Not here.
Yeah, there you go. We got a banging show for you today, though, everybody. A whole bunch is going on, so let's get right down to it. Let's do some banging around the web.
Banging around the web!
I was waiting for that solo, like, all week. I kind of felt it was going to be a solo week, and web, you did not disappoint.
Banging around the web! <You can't. laughs> Sorry, the Skype call was laggy.
I gotta say, I think it's clear now who's the best.
Best DJ award. Khaled?
Yep. Another one.
Another one.
What are you referring to? Who's the best?
The best of that ensemble when we sing Bang
Oh,
the web.
Oh,
I think
oh.
it's clear.
You're claiming the crown?
Yeah, I'm claiming the crown.
Nobody's here to fight it. You can have that crown. Don't want that.
All right, let's. You know what? I'm gonna give this to you two right now. We have a lot of news stories. We can either go into the deep end of the pool that draws on me and Alex's vast history and knowledge.
Too much.
History. Or we can come up to the shallow end of the pool and talk about something that's just been announced.
Can we wade deeper? Like start in shallow, go deeper. It's really hard to get out of the deep end if you jump right in.
All
right,
then let's wade. Let's wade. So, Cloak and Dagger, the TV series, has just casted its new leads. For its ABC Family Channel show.
All right.
Cloak and Dagger.
Wait a minute.
ABC
Family?
Family
like or not... ABC? Because there's a difference. Number one, ABC Family doesn't exist anymore. Number two,
that could complicate
things.
That could complicate things.
Because ABC Family is now Freeform.
What does Freeform
ABC
look
Family.
Like? I'm
no,
saying though. Like, what does that look like? Is like anything like, could go from like bike shows to
it's
comic
the same
book shows
it's the same content
it's the same stuff.
They sold ABC sold off ABC Family because we know ABC is owned by Disney.
Okay,
and
I did not know that.
You didn't know that. Okay, yeah, ABC is owned by
literally
Disney.
Own everything. How did you yeah. not know that?
I pretend Disney doesn't own everything.
Oh, they
makes
they,
me
they
a little
Google.
Happier.
Then Google. And ABC Family was having shows that Disney didn't really want to associate with.
What shows could that be? Kyle XY? I kind of figure.
It was more progressive shows, and Disney is all about that more traditional...
Make America...
No, not even that. Like, Pretty Little Liars. Disney didn't really want to associate themselves.
They don't
with
want
a
to
show
associate
like
themselves.
I
with
also
liars.
Would not want to associate myself with that show. But that's
why?
Probably
so,
not
like,
the same
for what reason though?
I don't care.
Why?
Like, what is? It's a show about liars, right? Like,
Pretty Little Liars.
Oh, okay. Because we haven't had that in any Disney movies.
But not as pretty or as little.
they were way too pretty, way too small.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, it's just not something that they want for their image. So anyway, so ABC Family is not Freeform. It's its own thing. So if it's on ABC, though, that makes sense because they have Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Okay. I mean, from the article that I saw, it said ABC Family, or at least it said it on Wikipedia. It may have changed, you know.
Oh, Wikipedia. Well, we all know.
That's
anybody
all
can edit Wikipedia,
you know.
So
not
it's the most
anybody.
Up-to-date information.
You have to be sanctioned, right?
You have to be sanctioned. You
yep,
have to be
have
wiki
to be
sanctioned.
Sanctioned.
So anyway, everybody, anyone. Cloak and Dagger, TV show, Marvel Universe, set in Marvel Universe. You have Cloak, who is a black guy with a cloak. Dagger,
okay.
Who's a white girl with some daggers.
Nailed it.
All right.
They've just casted their new front runners. They're, you know, the head stars. So we have, of course, as the cloak, the black guy, Mr. Aubrey Joseph. You know him from such great hits as...
Incorrect.
Hands in
them
the hoes Air.
Them hoes ain't loyal.
But see, this is the thing. So Aubrey Joseph, right? If
yeah.
you did a quick Google search of his name...
Drake.
You'll find that he does actually have a resume. Like, he's been in some stuff. He's actually worked with the Neesums, Liam. You know, the Scottish Terror.
Scottish Terror.
Wait, Neesum?
Neesons.
Neeson.
Liam Neeson's.
Isn't it just... No, it's not plural. There's not more of them.
Yeah, no, it's Liam Neeson's.
Did you get that from Wikipedia too?
No, I got that from Key and Peele. Got that from the streets. Got that from the streets.
From the streets.
But if you look at his IMDb, right next to his prom picture, you'll see that
it's a beautiful picture. Everyone, you should really go look at it.
Google it now.
You see, he hasn't really done, I guess, anything gigantic. He's been on Law and Order SVU, so
that is huge.
That's, you know, that's gigantic.
That's actually kind of a big deal, though.
Was he the V?
I like this kid. I have no idea. Of course, he was the V.
No, he was
the black guy. He's always the victim.
No, he was the U. He's the unit.
That's horrible. But he looks. I don't want to. This is the thing. I don't want to stereotype people. You know.
Really?
I just previously said, you know, I'm open. You're most to everybody, open, right?
Yeah.
Most open to everybody.
Open to everybody.
He looks good for the character, though. He does look good for the character. Yeah. I'll give you a thumbs up, Marvel.
How is that? Wait, what do you mean you don't? You're not. You
don't, yeah,
yeah. Only prerequisite is really.
I don't
want to
be racist, but I really like only the prerequisite. Color blue.
Only
like, that's a non sequitur.
Only prerequisite was he had to be black, and that's
well, okay. Here's
it's not
the
only prerequisite.
Bags,
but it's definitely
and male,
one of
and
the.
Male. There you go.
The problem is in the world that we live in today, we have to preface everything with "I don't want to be racist," but
which is sad,
racist, but
with all due respect.
So, of course, he's going to be playing Cloak. Cloak has the ability to transport Cloak. People to different locations, of course. He can also tap into some type of dark dimension. He become intangible where criminals can punch right through him. And he's got this hunger thing going on that's constant, like a vampire type of thing, but not like a vampire type of thing. So,
can I just say
like what kind
of
hunger?
Like,
work it out.
I also have a hunger all the time.
It's a work. I mean, it's a work thing. No, it's that dark thing that he has. You know, that cloak thing. It's
dark
it's,
source of his
yeah,
powers.
Yeah, you got it.
What does he feed on?
Light, which taps into his partner in crime, Dagger. She's a white woman played by.
Oh, okay.
Olivia Holt is going to be playing his counterpart, Dagger. So if you know Olivia Holt, she is definitely America's sweetheart. What's going on there, Webb?
I think we're fine. Continue.
You're horrible. You're horrible. Olivia Holt, America's sweetheart, again, like I said. She's,
what has she been in?
She's been on a lot of, like, Disney stuff.
Is that what it is? Is it Disney stuff?
Well, I mean, yeah.
It's stuff that I've never heard of.
Kicking It TV series
is
was
that
Disney?
Is that Disney? Is that about?
Or is that Nickelodeon?
You know what? Honestly, that could be one of the
Dog things. With a Blog, of course.
Dog with a Blog, yeah, that was one. That was a good one.
That was a good one. Bring tears to my eyes.
It was a truly touching episode.
She played the voice of Tinkerbell, not Tinkerbell. Tinkerbell. She was a character named Morgan in Tinkerbell.
Okay.
So you know if you ever watched
no.
Okay, no. Never watch any of that?
No.
Whatever. She's not here to please you. She's here to be
hey,
Dagger.
You know, hey,
and
live
Cloak
your life.
Versus Dagger.
I gotta say, in terms of comparing them to their comic book, you know, counterparts,
mm-hmm.
she's like basically spot on.
Yeah, yeah.
She looks like Dagger.
Well, they could have got any blonde white woman to kind of just
no. Even slide even
in
the
there.
Way that her like she just looks like Dagger, like the way she's drawn in the comics.
You know who I wanted to see as Cloak and Dagger?
Scarlett Johansson.
Nope. I would have went parts. For Miley Cyrus and Chance the Rapper. Yeah.
That'd be on Freeform.
That's,
oh, man.
That's the show that Freeform has.
Let's make it happen, Marvel.
That'd be beautiful.
Let's make it happen, Marvel. Chance the Rapper,
oh,
Miley
man.
Cyrus, Cloak and Dagger. Boom. I just blew your minds.
Yeah, that's... What about Kanye instead of Chance?
No,
he has a dark hunger that he has to feed.
He would
be perfect.
He would quit like halfway through. Every episode, he just walk off.
I don't know. The show is still, of course, in production. I don't know if it's even going to tie in with the actual Marvel universe like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. does.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. doesn't. That's the thing. Is like,
well, it...
No. They have events that happen in the movies that have to affect the show because it's S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, but they...
But that enforces the fact that it's all in the same universe.
Exactly.
So the fact that they're following that rule makes them all in the same universe.
But are they, though?
I don't know. I haven't
why
watched
isn't
the show.
Why isn't Coulson in the movies? Then?
Not anymore. Exactly. He's not in the movies anymore.
Yeah,
because
he died in the movies, and they brought him back in the show.
They have to keep that a secret.
Yep, Web. Why? At what point? They're coming up to the end.
Yeah, they still got to
keep
Infinity
it a secret. Infinity War. Is it going to be like, holy crap, Coulson was alive the whole time, and
who
they're
all going
to die?
Who do you think's killing Thanos?
Coulson comes out with Loki's scepter. He's going to
throw Captain America's like collectible card. And
exactly.
And he's the new Gambit.
Goes right into Thanos' mouth. He chokes. And then boom, falls right over. There you go. You're welcome, Marvel. Terrible.
Yep.
PlayStation 4 is finally getting an extreme update. I don't know why it's extreme update.
Extreme update.
Where they're getting something that the fans actually have wanted for quite some time. An external hard drive. Storage. Yeah. Support
up to 8 terabytes, right?
That is, yeah, that's ridiculous.
Huge, number one, number
it's,
two,
it's not that big, but okay,
okay, just wait on a cut. The wow. extreme update.
Hmm. No, it's just an update. Thanks,
it's,
bags.
It's not that big,
Ruminer.
Yeah,
they have 10 gigabytes.
I guess say I'm sort of surprised that they didn't have that in the first place. I never knew they didn't. I mean, I never tried to plug one in.
How do you know they didn't do it?
Well, clearly, because now the update is saying, that's the thing. I didn't
Are
know
you trusting
until the
his facts?
Out.
I mean, they could be fake
they
news.
They could be.
They could be alternative facts.
Alternative facts.
Don't we all love alternative facts?
Oh, man, here we go.
I think they just didn't have that because they just wanted to lock it down, especially given the fact that they had the lawsuit about Linux on the PS3.
What?
You didn't hear about that?
No, no.
They took out support for it, and one of the things they're talking about is you can load your own OS on the PlayStation if you wanted to, and then they took that support out later. And so some lawyers thought it was a good idea to make a class action lawsuit and sue Sony for it. But recently the judge like overturned her decision because she's like, there's actually no real way for customers. Like, it's really, really hard for customers to get paid out for this. Mm-hmm. And then the lawyer's fees were like $2.5 million or some shit like that. And the amount of people affected, even if they got the full refund or whatever, it wouldn't even be close to the lawyer's fees. So the judge is like, this doesn't really make sense, actually, guys. So never mind. I'm changing my mind.
Throw it out?
Yeah. Her own decision.
Oh, her own decision.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. She overturned her own decision.
Well, that makes...
Yeah, it's better that way.
See, there's justice.
Yeah, okay.
I want to know in the chat room if they even care about getting an extra hard drive, or are you just fine with whatever's on the actual hardware itself? You
know, it's connected via USB, right?
Yeah. It's 3.0.
You're going to get maximum USB 3.0 speeds because rather than a direct drive inside.
I haven't run into that issue just yet.
And I have.
I download all my stuff.
I ran into it.
Oh, how big is the stock one?
Mine's $500.
What?
What'd
you say? I'm sorry, Aaron. What was that? I couldn't hear you.
$2? Yeah, isn't that an increment of storage space?
I wish.
Okay.
I'd be rich in storage space.
Bunch the Bird says no. Sergeant Squiggles says
no.
I like it. Since he can only have 6 games natively.
Are you guys happy about the PS4 update? No. No, I like it. That's a very confusing thing.
No.
No, you like
no,
it?
No, I like it. Yeah, nah. Nah, yeah.
No, you're not happy, but
well, I mean,
yes, you like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Well, he goes on to comment after you see him, since I can only have 8 games natively. He likes the fact that you can plug
yeah,
in
it's
something.
Good. I've ran into the problem. I've had to delete some of the free games I downloaded.
But are you really playing that many, dude? Like,
yeah,
after, like,
I'm playing all
you're
of them.
Paying eight
you guys
games?
You guys have no idea what a Steam library is like.
I do.
Actually,
my
do,
Steam library.
How many do you have downloaded fully?
Right now?
Yes.
Zero, because it crashed my hard drive.
Exactly.
And I don't have anything on there.
That's not where crashed the hard drive.
PCs are terrible.
That's
everybody.
Incorrect.
It's terrible gaming units.
This man is a liar.
I give alternate facts. I don't give lies. So coming to your favorite MOBA, everybody, is a special character. One of the only Brazilians in video games right now. Next to the Street Fighter V roster.
No one forgets about Laura.
We got Overwatch's Lucio coming to Heroes of the Storm, everybody. And literally, it's a copy and paste.
Yeah, it's the exact same character.
Exact same character.
His
he's
moves
got the,
are the same.
He can boot people. He's killing people on
the point. Like,
he can.
Isn't that what they did with like Tracer and Zarya?
I saw
well?
Tracer, but
Is
I
Tracer
thought
in
Tracer.
Heroes?
No, yeah, Tracer's yes. in Heroes.
I didn't know that.
Zarya.
I knew Zarya was.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know Tracer was.
Are we going to get any back and forth, though? Can we get some...
Can we get some Heroes of the Storm characters in Overwatch?
No.
That doesn't make sense.
Only skins.
Oh, skins, yeah.
Skins,
They should have more skins for that. I think it'd be cool.
Because our guys over at Hi-Rez Studios, I mean, they got Smite and Paladins, and they've been interchanging some stuff over there.
Yeah, but here's the difference, though, is Heroes of the Storm is like... the meeting place for all Blizzard's ideas.
Yeah, it'd be weird
it
to have things
It would be weird to have somebody
it.
From StarCraft all of a sudden appear in
Well, that's why I said
Overwatch.
The skins.
The skins,
that's
yeah.
Why
the skins
I said
makes
the skins.
Way more sense.
Says Lucio and fellow Overwatch characters Tracer and Zarya are part of the Heroes of Storm roster now.
I still think it's kind of funny how quickly they got Overwatch characters into Heroes of the Storm.
Really fast, too, yeah.
Yeah.
Really fast.
I thought that was really interesting just how quickly they made that happen, given that they have so many things in all of the other universes that they could technically draw from.
But. Do you think this is just it's literally just a play off of how popular Overwatch is right now, right? To try to get people to come over to Heroes of the Storm?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's cashing in on that popularity. But it's both their own games, so I mean, it makes the most sense.
Yeah.
They're trying to capitalize on that and boost their entire game library. I mean, yeah. It's probably the same reason why you had...
Also, Heroes is free, so you could download it and play your character. You know, like, oh, I like, you know, Lucio in this game. I'm going to play him in this game.
But that's why you have Diablo content showing up in Overwatch. They're trying to cross-promote and get their whole game library up to...
You mean the 20th anniversary thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, it's also kind of a huge deal. It's been 20 years.
Is it, though?
Yes.
Is it though? 20 years, four
people
games?
Still talk people still talk about the first one the way they do and how it spawned
a
genre.
Sad thing.
Oh, that's interesting. Sergeant Squiggles in chat says, I'd love to see Blizzard do a Smash Bros. Style game.
Oh, kind of like how Sony did their Smash
Bros.
Type game.
There's also Brawlhalla. That's a Smash
type Brawlhalla. He mentions that, too.
What's Brawlhalla? I've never heard of that one.
It's a Smash style game, but weapons drop, and you can pick them up and then use the weapons.
Same thing like Smash Brothers.
Yeah,
okay.
Smash Brothers.
But like,
drop.
You mean like guns and knives or something? What is Grand Theft
Auto
Smash
like,
Bros?
It's just
guns and lightsabers,
and then you pick it up, and it's like the one I only watched like one match like today or yesterday. They picked up it was just a weapon, and then it turns into the weapon that you pick up, and it can be like one of two weapons for your character. So like one of them
stays on you.
So then it stays with you until you throw it, and then you can pick up a new one. But they spawn from time to time. So you could technically like grab one, throw one, grab one that's been there, and then use that. So like you can make strategies out of that. But like one of the guys, he had a javelin that he could throw, and then he had like a scythe. And the javelin was for like long range and stuff like that. And then the scythe would like pull people in.
PC exclusive, correct?
Sure. I don't know.
There you go.
Probably. Sounds like it.
Knowledge, everybody.
Wikipedia.
Yeah. I saw it on the front page of Twitch because they're having a tournament.
Oh, okay.
Which means the front page of Twitch works.
Yeah.
I like that.
There you
go. I've seen a lot of games just because of that.
Hmm.
That would be a really fun game to play.
So tomorrow, everybody, big sports event happening. The Super Bowls. That's happening.
Super Bowls.
You got the Pates and the Falcons.
It's going to get real sweaty.
Yeah, sweaty.
Go sports.
Go sports.
How many home runs do you think they're going to score?
At least seven.
Definitely a grand slam.
There you go. ESPN, of course, will not be broadcasting that because, of course, they don't own the rights to that. Mm-hmm. But what they will be broadcasting, rebroadcasting. Whoa, go ahead. The irony of it?
ESPN.
Yeah.
The sports channel.
Yes, the place to go to.
What does ESPN
the
stand
channel,
for?
It stands
for...
Entertainment, sports, people of the nation.
Yes.
Something like that.
Alternate facts. Love it. Go.
They... The pinnacle. They literally have a show called Sports Center.
The center.
The center
of sports.
Of sports.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you. And they're not.
Thank you.
They're not going to have the Super Bowl. The biggest, one of the biggest sports events, arguably, of the year. And they don't have it on there.
In America.
No. And yeah, in America. And you know, because there is a little thing called soccer that kind of
football.
Football. That's what I'm talking about.
Football.
That's what I'm talking about. Football.
Bowl.
Football.
Irregardless, the point is.
Regardless.
I think it's crazy.
But
ass backwards.
Nevertheless, they will be rebroadcasting FIFA 17 Esports Championship, opposite, of course, of said Super Bowl. So. Instead of watching FIFA 17.
FIFA 17.
So the other football.
Football.
The Paris regional final of...
E-football.
Yes. E-football. Paris regional final of FIFA 17 Ultimate Team Championship, which staged today, Saturday, everybody, on ESPN Tres, the Spanish language ESPN Deportes. Will be rebroadcast on Sunday on the main channel, ESPN.
Yeah.
That's it. Just ESPN, you know. There's no Trace. There's no, you know.
ESPN Uno.
Uno.
Yeah.
The Uno.
Yes.
The Uno.
So if you don't want to go and see real people play sports, go over to ESPN.
Real people were playing those esports.
Say,
watch people, real people yes. play fake sports.
What do you feel about that? Should that be a thing? Like only show the championship of a esports on ESPN? Because that seems like the trend of it. They never show like a full blown.
That's because you don't want to watch a full blown if you're just casually into it, or if you're trying to get people into it. Watching, oh God, what was it, 2 or 3 weekends of a tournament, all one tournament over 3 weekends is nightmarish.
So how do you make that fun then?
You can't.
It has to be a live event then?
So it's...
like you have to be there, I mean, you know what I'm saying?
For all, yeah, because then it turns into kind of like a convention, you know, like because you're there for so long, you know, rather than the one discrete game, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's... I think it'll be hard. I think showing finals games will be the big thing. And highlights. That's what I love, is watching like best game of this of the tournament stuff, and you know, and they'll show you really really cool games, but you didn't have to watch all weekend to see that, you know.
Yeah. I think it's cool that ESPN is doing it. Heroes of the Storm, the Heroes of the Dorm Championship? Was that on ESPN or was that on ESPN3?
That may have been like Thrice or something like that. The college one you're talking about?
Yeah, the college one.
Yeah, that may have been.
Dota had a tournament on ESPN. Was that ESPN3 too?
I want to say they've all just been on like 2 or 3.
This is the first time ESPN, the main ESPN, is having... It's like they're dipping their toe in the water.
But it's still a rebroadcast. It's a rebroadcast,
but
I thought they did broadcast something already.
They may have done it for like a Magic the Gathering.
No, they wouldn't broadcast.
No, they did esports. They did some esports thing.
They did a real game.
Somebody online, check that out. I know somebody in the chat room right now. They did Dota 4 years ago, guys.
Yeah,
it was so lit.
Chat, let us know.
It was lit AF.
But I think it's good that they're
branching out. As lit as the Windows 95 launch party.
Oh my God.
Go Google that if you have not, by the way.
Windows 95?
Windows 95 launch party was lit. Just Google that and watch a bunch of sweaty white nerds dancing very poorly.
Oh, on stage?
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's so I saw fantastic.
That. Oh, we gotta find that footage somehow.
I think it's good, though. And they're dipping their toe in the water. I think it's crazy that they're airing it opposite of
I think that's hilarious.
The Super Bowl. That's the biggest middle finger that ESPN could give the NFL.
It's the biggest middle finger twice over, too. Because not only is it football.
Esports.
No, yeah. It's also esports. It's electronic. It's not real
sports.
It's not sports.
Even... Yeah, exactly.
But it's also the what everyone else in the world calls football. Like... That's fantastic. Like, whoever
ESPN
thought of
may
that...
ESPN just became my favorite. Now, only if this was completely intentional. I'm hoping the marketing guys at ESPN, this was intentional, and it wasn't like, well, we didn't even think of that. That's a bonus.
No, they had to have thought of that.
I hope so.
They're smart. They're good content developers over there, right?
Are they?
I mean, they have a center of sports.
They've had that
That
forever,
doesn't
though.
Have football.
Yeah.
So that's fine.
Anyway,
that
all right.
Some of the things coming out of the chat, Sergeant Squiggle says, I feel like it was a test. Esports can bring some of the hardcore sports channels versus the Super Bowl.
Exactly. That's what I was saying.
Yeah. Oh, it's a perfect test, too.
Yeah, they're dipping the toe in the water.
Because it's the finals of something. It's none of the lead up.
It's
all
not
the
lead up. And if
flash.
It's not a big success, it's just a rebroadcast. They're not spending all this money to have it.
Oh, yeah.
It's
already
live.
Been broadcasted.
It's already been broadcasted.
It's already been done.
It's done. It's just let's
they
see.
They know
how works.
Long it'll run as well, and they can redo and stretch if they need to.
And they can, you know, cut away and if a nipple showed.
Right.
Somewhere. Yep. In the, yeah.
Realistic during life
halftime?
Like halftime
yeah, during
shows.
Halftime shows, yeah.
Yeah.
That soccer has.
Who plays a halftime show at the FIFA event, huh? Who does that? Who do we
you,
call in?
Actually.
Chance the Rapper.
Congratulations.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
Then it's really going to be boring.
Childish Gambino.
Because I got nothing prepared for it.
Did you see that they're teaming up again?
Can't Chance wait for that,
Childish?
Too. Childish?
Yeah.
Chance and Childish?
Yeah.
Can't wait for that.
Childish Chance.
That would be dope.
Speaking of black people, Marvel confirms white people for the Black Panther. Did you know that?
It's a thank best God.
Right? For all those people that
Where's
weren't
my
interested in it.
No, that is a joke.
I wash my hands of that. I wash my hands.
He said, where's my representation in this African movie?
Right.
Good Lord.
Bags. I just in the current political climate, people like you and me should not be saying terrible.
No, no, we can say that.
No, you say whatever you want.
No.
Because we can recognize how ridiculous it is when someone actually says that and means it.
Oh,
so
man.
After stealing the show in the last summer's blockbuster Captain America Civil War, which just, let's face it, it was an Avengers movie, people. That was not a Captain America
movie. I keep forgetting it was a Captain America
exactly.
movie.
Yeah, actually, I do too.
I literally have people asking me, so when's Avengers 4 coming out? And I'm like, what do you mean?
You mean Avengers 3?
They were like, wait, there was Avengers 1, there's Avengers 2, and then there's Avengers 3 with the Civil War. I was like, no, that was...
It should have been an Avengers Civil War.
Exactly.
Or just called Civil War.
The only reason why it wasn't is because it was time for a Captain America movie. So they had to...
I understand they have stupid reasons for what they did. But, as I previously said, there are stupid reasons. And
see my statement a second ago. Yes.
It says here that the Black Panther is currently starting to shoot its film, of course, this February, which we are in right now, Black History Month.
Prove it.
Which I just can't stand that idea, but whatever. And they're shooting right now, I believe, in Korea. And they're going to be shooting in Atlanta. Well, of course, you have to, first of all, shoot a Black Panther movie in Atlanta.
Yep.
You cannot. That is just like against the rules.
That's a universal law.
Yeah. Okay, is it Atlanta in the movie, or are they using Atlanta?
It doesn't matter.
It does not matter.
No, it's just out of curiosity.
They can shoot the Black Panther movie in Atlanta and still call it and say he's in New York. But it has
but
to
on
be
the moon.
Atlanta.
Or
the moon, yeah.
It doesn't even matter.
Does not matter. It has to be Atlanta.
L.A.? No, you're in Atlanta.
Yeah. You gotta be
by the rules,
but the of course they got the two characters returning from what's going on.
Special case says that Medea needs to make a cameo.
I swear to everything,
hello!
I will boycott.
Oh.
I would boycott.
How to Ruin a Brand.
So bad.
I'll let you figure out which brand is ruined by that though.
Tyler Perry presents the Black Panther.
No. Martin Freeman, everybody's going to be in there reprising his role, of course, as the liaison between America and the Black Panther. Can't remember the character's name. Sorry, guys. You know it. Look it up real quick, Web. And then, of course, Ulysses Klaue. Martin Freeman in the Black Panther.
Oh, he's like the liaison between the U.S. government and...
Yes.
Did you say that already?
No.
Didn't
say that at all. You're fresh and new off the job. There you go. And if you don't know the synopsis of the Black Panther, it goes as follows.
What is it?
Black Panther follows T'Challa, who, after the events of Captain America, the Avengers, returns home to an isolated, technologically advanced African nation of Wakanda to take his place as the king. However, when an old enemy reappears on the radar, T'Challa's mettle is... as King and Black Panther is tested when he has to don the costume, of course, again. Like, he took it off. Never.
He sleeps in that.
I would sleep in that.
Justice.
It also probably breathes well
Everett
enough
K.
for
Ross.
It, too.
Everett K. Ross. There you go. When he is drawn into a conflict that puts him and the entire fate of Wakanda and the world at risk.
Oh, no.
That's a
comic book story right
that
there.
Is.
That's 100. That hit all the points, I think.
We already know it's going to be Michael B. Jordan as Eric Killmonger, who's, I think, I want to say, somebody's going to probably correct me, I think the only actual Black Panther villain that's beat the Black Panther.
Wow, so they're just going
to... I am
first
woefully
movie.
Ignorant of Black
what was,
Panther.
What was that, Webb?
What was that?
It was just first movie.
Okay.
Not what take I it out. They're going to take him out.
Webb.
That was very close.
In this current political climate... People like
close.
Us
really
can't just
Webb,
casually raise our right hand and not have
very
a very
close
specific
to the Heil Hitler
thing we are doing with
oh
it.
My gosh. I was like, what
so
is
I'm
that?
I'm watching it in the camera. And I'm like, oh, crap. I'm really,
that's
really
you can do both arms.
It doesn't come.
Or the left arm. You might get a
that
pass on that one.
Horrible. That was horrible. Especially talking about the Black Panther.
Dang.
Right.
So the first movie we get right with black people. They got to be all in it, everybody.
No. So what I was trying to say is the first Black Panther movie, they're going to have the hardest boss that he's ever fought.
Oh, yeah. You got to go. You got to go big and go home, man. Gotta go
well,
big
also,
go home.
If he's the one who beat him and then came back, you know, like...
A triumphant third act.
Yeah, you can keep it going. That's
yeah. Special Cases in chat says, will Nick Fury make a cameo?
Nick Cage will.
Probably. I mean, there's enough room for Cage.
Ghost Rider appears out of nowhere.
Exactly.
Riding through Wakanda.
Should have been in this movie from the beginning. I'd love to see it.
That'd be cool if that's where Fury is.
In Wakanda the whole time?
Yeah.
Hey, he'd blend in.
Or if he just like, because he's a spy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. That's why.
That's what it is.
And that's where he, like, you know, he went to go visit Wakanda. Yeah. That'd be cool.
I mean, who wouldn't want to go visit Wakanda for
a second?
I'd
go visit Wakanda.
I would definitely want to go to Wakanda. Yeah.
It's a technologically advanced nation of...
like, magic mystic stuff, too.
And, yeah, it's like, it blends both.
It's a perfect blend.
Yeah.
And it's secret from everyone else, so you can do whatever you want there.
And they have the cure for cancer there.
What happens in Wakanda stays in Wakanda.
Because no one knows where Wakanda is.
That needs to be a t-shirt. We need to make that t-shirt.
Too late. 17 copies have already been made.
Nope.
Already.
Copyrighted Video Game Bank 2017. Boom.
All rights reserved, please.
Wow. You know what?
Nailed it.
I'm not going to lie. As a kid, I used to think the guys that said that were like just the fastest talkers in the world. They never just sped up there. Like, I was like, man, these kids.
Some of them were really fast talkers, legit, guys, though.
Like,
but a lot of them, you can tell, especially lately, these days.
Yeah. Now they're lazy.
100%. Definitely only thought that when I was a kid.
Now they're lazy. Yeah.
No, some of them still talk really fast. That's a truth.
Some of them, like the ones when the radio DJs, when they actually do it, you know that's just them talking fast.
Oh, yeah. They're really good at it.
Yeah, they are.
Speaking of people talking fast, have you guys seen The Auctioneers over Beats?
Yes.
Oh, my God. One of the greatest things ever. Yes.
So good.
I've watched it twice, and I remember the second time I caught myself just like, not. Uh-huh. I was like, what is this? What happened? When did I just get into this type of music?
And you're doing it to fucking Jim Bob in a cowboy hat talking over some
why
beats.
Isn't this on Spotify? And like on my favorites?
No, it would be SoundCloud.
Oh, would it be?
It's too indie for
they are SoundCloud.
Or Bandcamp.
I don't even know what that is. That's how indie that is.
Bandcamp?
Yeah.
You can sell your own music.
What?
What?
Yeah, so you make your music on there and
Aaron,
you get Bandcamp.
Aaron,
hold on. I'm already downloading Fruit Loops right now.
Aaron, you and me? You and me, we're gonna make an EP. We're put on Bandcamp.
Oh my God, that is going to be the most... I don't even know what that's going to be.
We don't know.
Terrible is the word you're looking for.
I don't even know.
Terrible, but it could be so terrible it's awesome.
Terrible.
It could be lit, fam.
Ego Brain 777 says the Micro Machine guy. You remember him?
Who?
No.
Micro Machine guy back in the 90s?
No.
Oh, okay, so I'm definitely old. There was a guy who he did commercials.
We were all around in the 90s there.
He
it's
spoke,
just a matter of...
Eh, you guys
I don't know who people are, generally.
These were soft 90s. Not really.
Soft 90s. Yeah. Soft like peanut butter.
This Micro Machine guy, he's doing commercials for Micro Machines.
Yeah.
And for those younger
viewers
out
there.
Was he
doing a commercial for Micro Machines in his Micro Machines commercial that he did for Micro Machines as a commercial?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to get that clear.
For those that don't know what Micro Machines are, because I don't even know if they even have Micro Machines nowadays.
I don't think so.
Tiny little robots.
They were tiny little cars, first of all. Like, what the hell, Web? They were small, small cars. Like, really, really small cars.
And you did, like, things with them, like
back then in the 90s, they didn't have things like signs on the box that said choking hazard.
No.
You just gave those to your 3-year-old and you said you toughen it out.
The 90s
that's what you do.
Figure it
were
out.
What caused people to have that on the packaging.
Yeah,
that's probably true.
Now
so
we're
many people,
bunch
choked.
Of smooth peanut butter eating sissies now that can't
delicate snowflakes.
Yeah,
smooth peanut butter
exactly.
eating delicate snowflakes.
Everybody's got to get a trophy.
Everybody,
now.
Oh, I'm gonna take it. Anyway, Micro Machines.
So the guy who did the
Micro
Machine commercial, he would speak like super fast to get all the information about Micro Machines in a small, tiny slot. So you know how you get those YouTube commercials where you can click past, you know, 5 seconds.
Yep.
You can skip it. He had to get that in before that 5 seconds.
Like the
seconds.
Geico commercials.
Yeah.
Can't skip this because this ad's already over.
Boom. That was him. And he got famous from it because he, like, did a stupid amount. Micro Machines weren't, like, gigantic, but he got famous.
They were fun, though.
And actually, I think he went on to do other actual commercials, too.
I don't know.
They were gigantic. They might be called Micro Machines.
They weren't that big.
Called Gigantic Machines.
All right. That's enough of that. That's enough of that. I think we waited enough.
I had to get as much in as I could say because this next segment.
I think you're going to have some chiming in on this, though.
You should. I would... welcome your outside input.
For years and years and years, since the dawn of man, everybody.
This is the worst. This is the worst. This is the third time I've heard this.
No. So anyway, everybody goes to the stupid store, GameStop. That's where the majority of people, and I want to know in chat if you still go to GameStop.
I did. Did I tell you I did that for my 3DSs that I bought? Because they were the only they were the only place that I could call, figure out what stock they actually had, and they held it for me without having to wait like an hour on the phone or talk to stupid people.
Welcome
like,
to Trump's America. Worked out. Welcome to Trump's America.
It made me so upset.
And tell what's worse, tell them what else you did at GameStop.
Oh, did you get a power-up card?
My girlfriend got suckered in super hard. And I couldn't say no.
Oh, my God.
You could. You just
so
said it.
It did technically save us money that day, though.
Oh, no.
Yes, because there's a buy two, get one free that was only for the power-up thing, and that actually worked out with the cost of the game.
So the hot new news going around the web right now.
I didn't reserve anything, though.
Sickened me. You already sickened me. Hot new news going around the web is secret internal documents about the Circle of Life.
Circle of Life.
Have leaked onto the webs, WikiLeaks. And now people are...
Is this part WikiLeaks?
No.
Now people...
someone on Snapchat taking a picture after one of their meetings.
Hey, like, first.
Got it.
So people are a little... are finally seeing the disgustingness behind GameStop. You have two former employees right here of at least 5 years plus.
I was only 3.5.
You were? 3?
3.5.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn it, I was there 7.
Yeah, well, that's sad.
That explains so much.
You also got to ASM. I only got to...
But that doesn't make it any better.
I don't remember what I got.
It's like saying SGA. The knife got put deeper into you than me, right?
Meh. You're a real, definitely guaranteed full-time hours job.
Yes.
And you could get benefits easier, I think, right?
I never got them, though.
Well, no, it's because they cost arm and leg. Thanks, Obama. Wait a minute.
Yeah, that was Billy Bush right there.
Billy Bush is a real person. Was it Bush or Clinton?
Billy Bush is actually a real person. So therefore, it was not actually Billy Bush.
Billy Bush is, who's he? He's somebody.
He's a former GameStop employee who finally blew the whistle on all this BS. So basically, what it is GameStop now, their higher-ups are really putting the screws on their employees about the numbers from like your power rewards.
So there are four specific ones that they called out, right?
So it's the power rewards, the trade,
aka subs.
Yeah, subs. Your trades, your used games sold
versus new.
Yeah, and then your GPGs.
Reses.
I thought it was... Oh, no, res. So then where's... GPG's got to be in there somewhere.
Reses.
Game protection plans.
Reses? What's a res?
Because they're even... There? I got even... So, okay, let me explain.
I didn't see it on the
how many... So, like, how many people you rescue? Like,
yes, that's exactly.
Reserve.
As a mercy.
Pre-order.
How many people can you res?
Pre-orders, Web. Okay. Pre-orders.
A reservation.
They want you to come in the store and reservation. Say, let me put $5 down towards that Madden.
I got $5 on that Madden.
Yes.
That's
I feel like someone actually did say that to me. They had to have.
But yeah, it was a thing.
Yeah.
So me and Bags worked at the less refined area.
The more, I don't know, urban location.
Wow.
Note, it wasn't actually urban, though, technically. That's suburbia.
Really?
Yeah. That area is suburbia. Technically still.
It was urban, suburban.
I don't know if that's
urban. It was more urban than suburban.
I don't feel like that's true.
It is true.
Anyway.
So I get most of my information and my gaming knowledge about how people will react in the market from that store. Because I've seen what the lowest common denominator goes for.
Yep.
And that's how I feel like that's the majority, you know, what things will come. That's so whenever you see me, you know, 90% right about some of these things, that's where it's from. Working
lowest
7
common
years
denominator, about. You mean... Sometimes dumb people, but also economically speaking. Too.
Yes, correct.
So it's not just only dumb people.
Yes.
But that is also true.
Yes.
We did see a lot. I want a bang bang shoot 'em up game.
Yes.
Alrighty then.
And like that's what comes, like you can call it to some point when they walk through the door. Like, yeah. And Call of Duty? Yeah, how'd you know? Just come with me.
it's irrelevant, sir.
It's a gift and a curse.
We probably should have started taking bets instead. Like, it's a side
we
would action.
Have had, so yeah, it's a serious racket going on, I guess.
Like, what's that chalkboard behind you guys? Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about that.
You blew my...
you just like, Call of Duty? Yeah? Got another one!
Put it up on the board. So they have numbers they have to keep, right? So some of the employees out there have actually responded to these articles, one particular one by Kotaku, about the horrors of actually working at GameStop now because they feel that their jobs are threatened if they don't hit numbers. When we were there...
And this is a weekly occurrence, too.
This is a weekly thing, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. This is a weekly thing.
It's not day-to-day, but it's not like, well, I sure hope I have a job next year here. It's like, oh, I sure hope I have hours next week.
Yeah. Like they can,
because it's retail and they don't fire you, they just cut your hours.
They just cut your hours, and then when you haven't worked there for 2 weeks, you can claim unemployment or something too. Like, it gets really messy really fast.
Yeah, because
reasons.
So one former assistant store manager, he says, I was assistant store manager at GameStop until Thursday. I had enough of the company, like a lot of people do in the circle of life. The circle of life was something that had always been around in GameStop, but got revamped around October for the holidays. The goals for our store were as follows. They wanted reservations at 11%.
Actually not that bad.
I'm reservations? Not sure if this was daily.
I think they still asked us for 10 daily.
I remember they asked 10, us daily, yeah.
10 is not that bad, depending on how many transactions you do throughout the day.
Power-up rewards, they wanted 13%.
That's ridiculous.
Pre-owned sales, they wanted 34. I told Webb earlier, I was like, 34 is doable at the store we were at.
Well, yeah, that's another thing at the store we were at.
Yes. Trades, they wanted 22%.
That's not too bad.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Come back to it. I was going to say, trades doesn't make any sense that you have a goal for how many trades you can get. Explain that to me.
So the goal is, obviously, you can't directly influence someone to trade in their game when they walk in without their game.
Right.
But if you, in the back of your mind, say, I need 20% trades, I'm going to remind every single customer, even repeat customers, hey, trade in your game. It'll save you some money. If you're done with it, come on and do that. And eventually it will work. I saw it work. I saw even when I would casually remind people, it's like, hey, by the way, don't forget the old games that you have. You know, you can trade them in. It might save you a little money on your next game. And some people were like, oh, I'll do that. And they did actually come in and do it.
Yeah.
Right. Well, yeah. But if it's a daily goal, right?
I mean,
I believe this was a day to day thing.
So a day to day thing. You're saying that you wanted, what was it, 22%?
Yes.
Yeah.
22% trade-ins.
One out of every five.
The end game is that you're hoping that by reminding them that they could do that, that they're going to leave, go get their game, and then come back?
Correct.
Yes. It's
okay.
Yes. They're causing a short-sighted goal for a long-term thing, which is GameStop in a nutshell.
I could see a monthly goal. Let's say the month we want 22%.
I can see weekly.
Even weekly. Because you could say somebody will come in tomorrow.
Yeah.
You say that now and then they come in tomorrow. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, come in before Saturday and get it and trade it in. We got a promo going on.
There you go.
Like that, right?
Exactly.
The thing is, it all links back to something they got going on. That's why it's a circle of life,
yeah.
Right? So, like, they got promos for trade-ins. And then if you trade in towards a reservation, sometimes you would get more and then this, that, and the other. Like, you get all these things.
Yeah.
We got the game protection plan at 20%. So what that is, you bring a game up to me, Webb, and
a used game.
Yeah, a used game.
Oh, right.
Could you do it on new also, though?
No, I think you could do it on new.
Yeah, you could.
And you say you buy this extra, it's like insurance. You say you buy this extra plan, and then if the game doesn't work or whatever, you can come in and exchange it for a new copy.
No, not new. We're not giving you
what
new ones.
What's new copy bullshit? Or another copy.
Well, I'm assuming if you're buying a new one and the new one doesn't work, that if you have the game
protection. Oh, you would be surprised. Did you just assume?
This is why I don't shop there. Go ahead.
And then the hardware warranties, PRPs, 33%.
God.
They wanted,
I can't believe
that.
They still have those.
Yes. Yes. I can't believe people still buy them.
I can believe people buying them because they're sold a bill of goods such that, you know, oh, hey, you know, if this ever breaks, you know, we'll get you the same exact one, you know, and whatever. And then, like, they come back 5 years later right before it's about to friggin' expire, and then they're like, I had the special edition one, I want a new one. They're like, well, that really sucks for you. Well, I bought your plan. Well, that really sucks for you.
Exactly, because they only made two of those.
So yeah.
What are you going to do? Exactly.
See, the one thing I can understand is the power-up rewards, and that's just from working in retail, because working in retail, every store I worked at that had a store credit card, we had a goal, a daily goal. Each person needs to get X amount of store credit cards.
Yeah.
And so I can see that just because that's a normal trend.
But if you have, like, I think we got to a point with our store where we basically hit saturation point. The people who are going to buy subs bought their subs.
Yeah.
And they were good for that year. You know, maybe you'll get a renewal next year. Like, right. You might. So you if you keep them alive there, that's great. But once all of the people buy them,
then you
have to work those last few, like that you haven't gotten, take so much work to get
because they haven't gotten it at this point.
Right,
they're not going to get it if they haven't said yes the first 50 times. Chances are 51 is not going to be the lucky number.
So then,
district managers would disagree with that.
But yeah, they would disagree.
But what are
things that their customers, and these were daily goals, because the guy goes on to say these goals had to be met every day, or we would get a call from the district manager or district leader, I guess they're called now, as GameStop would have you call him as well, because they had like.
Oh, like call check-ins?
Yeah, exactly. And alert, and he would alert you about your low numbers, and you know you need to get those up and stuff like that. One of the former managers said that he would hand off some transactions sometimes to the lower people who were worried about their numbers.
That's definitely something we did.
Which is cool. I think that's cool. Solidarity.
He got fired.
Yeah.
Because the reason they gave was, I don't know, not good leadership or something like that. It wasn't because your numbers were low, basically. They came up with some type of...
For this guy?
No, this is another guy that I read on the thing. They had 20 different people.
Yeah, I read like three of them, and I was like, this echoes exactly what mine was. I cannot read these anymore.
Yeah,
because I can just look at my memory and...
And be like, yep, that's the same thing.
Yep.
So a lot of employees, one of the big things that they're saying is that it's causing some employees to just flat out lie about certain product that's in or not in, just so they can get their numbers on a used copy or something.
Right. They're lying about new product.
Yes, new product.
Because they even brought up something that we saw multiple times at the store. The new copy of the game is $29.99. The used copy is $54.99. Why is that?
I've seen that.
It's because the used game price hasn't caught up, or it's a very special promo on the new one, and they can only do it on the new one because that's through manufacturer, yada yada yada, and the distributor. Like, they give you a rebate for those. That's why the sale makes sense, right? But with the used one, they don't care because it's GameStop first and foremost. Secondly, they probably haven't caught up. It might take a day or two.
Right.
So people would just not. They'd say, "Hey, do you have the new one in?" They say, "No, but we do have the used one." But they'd be lying.
And it's
because they're liars. So they're pretty little liars.
That's horrible.
Tie-in.
That's why Disney won't
on ABC Family.
That's why Disney doesn't own GameStop.
Exactly.
So
yet,
all right. I'm assuming that the reason why they want to focus more on used copies and new copies is because they get more profits from the used copies.
Way more profits.
Don't they get like 100%?
It depends, but yeah. I'm sure there's costs baked into it. Well, where it can't be 100%.
But they get.
But it's.
Well above what they get from
a new copy. Okay.
Way higher. Even with refurbishing, even with all the other things involved too.
But I mean, so the deal is, I mean, I hated lying at GameStop. I wanted to be always upfront with you at all times. I never lied once to any customers. If it was information that I didn't know about or something like that.
I lied all the time.
Not all the time.
If it was information, I think the closest I would ever come to lying is if I looked at the computer for a used game and said we had one, and I knew
one or two, or
like I mean,
there's
only
one in stock of new games, even for reserves and stuff like that. I would do that too.
Yeah, stuff like that. Like that's kind of like this is for that person, you know. Right. So it's not. Yeah, it is lying, but that's lying. Yeah, yeah.
It's informed.
But it's lying for a business need, actually, too, though.
But see, I've worked with employees that would just ball face lie to their face.
Oh my god, I know.
And it was at my second store that I went to as well. Like early on in my second store, I had a manager who I furiously hated. Furiously, like
you would grow to hate the people who were making your life hell because of numbers.
Yes.
By the way,
yeah.
And
like
so
that's
he
a
was
thing
that
happened. Yeah.
He was that to a T. He was corporate man as much as possible, and I would sit and watch him lie to people's face. Oh, you want to pre-order that new Call of Duty? They're going to do a beta in the summer. Like, no, they're not, dude. I watch the news all the time about video games. No beta has been announced for this Call of Duty. And he would get that, and then he would try to have talks with me And I was like, are you basically asking me to lie to people? Because I'm not doing that. And
so what was, okay, what's the goal behind getting a pre-order?
Oh, so
is this guaranteed $5?
No, because they can take that $5 back and cancel their pre-order.
Yeah, you can cancel it all day.
So, well, not all day, but
all day and day.
Only between what, hours of
the thing is, you put $5 down and that goes into their bank account early.
Okay.
They don't use, and that $5 sits in GameStop's bank account because it's not actually going towards the game at that point yet. They haven't actually sold the game.
Right.
So that's 100% GameStop's money.
Okay.
Until release day. Or, you know, if that's how
right.
you follow
no,
the chain,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
But, so since that went into your bank account early, you can earn interest on it, right? Because that's how bank accounts work.
Okay. Because that's how, you know,
so Wells that's Fargo. The whole point is having it early gets interest on it. So they get even more than just the $5.
See the swindles? Do you see the swindles on
yeah,
top of swindles?
There's some real slimy there's some
meta
real
it.
Slimy shit going on.
But see there's
there.
A meta you as a customer as a you know as behind the walls you can go in there and you can game GameStop. There's a lot of things you can do in
well,
there.
Well yeah, there was Sunday, what was it? Back. Like 2 weeks ago we were talking about something similar. I think we were talking about almost the same story when it was first coming out.
Yeah, and Kotaku's covered it twice.
Yeah, and somebody was saying
like three times now.
That they went in to buy a game, and they were the GameStop employee was like, oh, we don't have that game. And another GameStop employee went and opened up the back door like to the employee area, and the customer saw the game right there, and that was set aside for another person. It was set aside for an employee. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, oh, that's fine.
And so they, so the
fine.
Customer
Sorry.
Was like, it's right
fuck
there.
You, customer. Sorry. There no shame in that game. I,
well,
fuck
no.
you, customer.
But the customer was like, I see it.
That's
so
mine.
They had to have
I fucking
it.
Work here. But, we did that with used games when we took them in.
Oh, we would call dibs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So many times. Marvel's Capcom 2 just came in. Oh, dibs.
Yeah, dibs. I get the first used one.
Yeah.
And then we'd put it aside.
Like, you guys got Marvel's Capcom?
On top of that, no. if it's something where, like, they had hadn't checked in their shipment of games. So there's legitimate reasons why someone would say, we don't have that, and then they're wrong. It's because if they just opened the last box of shipment and checked it in, they would have seen they got 30 more copies and they'd actually have it. You know, like...
They just hadn't
so
opened it.
So that's the crappy thing is there's a legitimate reason for chicanery and nonsense, and there's an illegitimate, and it's really hard to tell the difference from the outside.
I think it's most of the time the illegitimate.
You're lazy.
A couple of quick ways, though, real fast, for the non.
Yeah, how can we as a consumer
as
game
a consumer
GameStop?
One, do not whatever you do, do not buy their credit card.
don't.
Number
unless
two,
you're me and you get gamed into it.
Unless they've changed this since I've been there, it's still 7 days money back for any. Pre-owned items.
Read your receipt.
Read your receipt.
Read the
Keep
shit out
your receipt.
Receipt.
You know?
Always.
They come in boxes. Just jam it in the box.
Yep.
You know? You don't have to do that. Yep. You can bring anything back. Another thing is, when it comes to pre-orders...
Money back. So, like,
yes, money
you can
back.
Say, I don't like
yes.
this game and be done.
Yeah. You don't have to give them a reason.
Wait, for real?
Yes. Yes.
Any game. Like, you bring a
pre-owned.
Game back. Oh, pre-owned.
Pre-owned
game.
Okay. Pre-owned.
Pre-owned,
pre-owned game.
Pre-owned
game. Not
pre-owned.
New games.
Not
will
new
not
games.
Not win that fight.
Yes. Other things about pre-orders. Pre-orders can be canceled at any time. If you do not want that game anymore, you can definitely cancel that pre-order.
Also, don't pre-order games. Period.
That's
incorrect.
Just solid gaming advice.
You can pre-order certain games.
No.
That are like not going to... Don't pre-order Madden.
Oh,
don't
yeah.
pre-order Call of Duty.
Yeah. Pre-order the smaller titles.
The smaller titles, because you'll get those you know, abstract Japanese games that come out, and then we'll have 30 people come in, but nobody pre-ordered it.
Yeah.
So
Viseria?
Exactly stuff
that
like that.
Stuff.
Thank you for watching the show, everybody. It has been an incredible episode. Of
I
course,
just got here.
Well, we're going into overtime, and I put extra overtime too. You'll want to sit down on this one, but we just got wrapped up with our intense GameStop talk. So
I miss GameStop talk.
Yeah, everybody got all nostalgic.
I shed a single tear.
Yeah. For the poor people that get swindled every day yes. from friggin' GameStop. Thank you, chat, for interacting with it. Sorry, Gaming6 Gaming, you did come in a little late on the GameStop talk, but maybe next time.
Because there will be a next time.
There probably
sure.
will be a next time. Don't forget to follow us on all our social medias, everybody. We got the Twitter popping off, Facebook, Patreon.com, about to be revamped. I know we keep saying that, but it'll happen, definitely. Also, what else are we on? We're on Instagram. You got that going.
We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter, Facebook.
Head over to iTunes, of course. Tumblr. Give us a nice, nice review. 5 stars is always better than 0.
Isn't 2 also better than 0?
No, there's no such thing. It's only 0 or 5. That's how they work on iTunes. I've been there like twice. Yeah, that's.
Are you being serious?
I'm being something.
Okay. I don't iTunes, so I truly do not know.
We will. Are we having any big events coming up?
No.
Next time I'm on the show. That's a big event.
Oh, wow. When is the next time you're going to be on the show?
I don't know. Is it up to you guys like
an eclipse?
Schedule me?
You're like.
I'm a solar eclipse. What was that? You can't look at me?
Yeah.
Too bright?
Yeah, that's why I wear the glasses the whole time. Yeah.
That actually makes sense for once.
Boom. All our guests are bright. We have special shows coming up, though, in the next 2 ones, so you don't want to miss those ones. For the real David Webb, Alex Bags, I am Sir Aaron Carter saying thank you for watching, and you have just been banged.